This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki. Hello. Here I am. Happy Monday, everyone. It's the Nikki Glaser Podcast. I'm here in Mexico with Andrew Collin. Noah's in Arizona. We are vulnerable today. Andrew is in a vulnerable state today,
so
everyone.
Vulnerable.
I'm just like really feeling my emotions right now, and I respect it.
He just got very quiet and like didn't know how to use his computer today, and it was very... And no one remarked. Andrew seems very vulnerable today.
Anytime I show, like, we were working on this show, Perfect Strangers.
Yeah.
And I forgot something, like a computer or whatever. And someone's like, hey, can you bring this in? I was like, yeah, I'm so sorry about that. I just really,
yeah,
I apologize for not, you know, bringing it, and I know it's important to have it here, like really sincere.
Yes.
And I could see him going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, no, I'm just like, I do care. Like sometimes.
Yes. He said to me last night, he was like, Andrew's a sweet boy. He was very upset about not remembering his laptop. He's doing a really good job. He was really, really sad that he forgot his laptop. And I was just like, dude, what's going on right now? Like people just think of you as such a funny guy.
Yeah.
And like just so silly that, yeah, they forget that you take things seriously, which obviously I know you do.
I remember I was...
You're never late. That is something about you. You're never late, ever.
Yeah, I think I've only been late one time in our whole friendship.
Why? Like, why? What? How do you develop that...
trait?
Yeah, like it seems like that would... Lateness seems... No offense. It seems like it would be something that would be a part of you. Because you just kind of move slow. You're
what
like
do you
at
mean
your own
pace. That? No, no.
Vulnerable. But it just seems like it would fit your character if someone knew everything else about you and just like the way you were. Being late seems like something that would fit into who you are.
I think I think it's not me. I don't really care about the other person's feelings or being early. I just think I'm like I hate confrontation. So anytime you're late, it makes like a weird vibe in a room that I just don't want to deal with.
Oh.
So I'd rather just show up early.
Yeah.
Also, I get a little bright, like, in, like, I just like getting, if I'm awake and I have to be somewhere, I just want to go there. Like, I just want to get it over with.
That's the thing I read about on these ADHD, like, subreddits a lot, is that a lot of times people are like, there's like a meme that's like, I have an appointment at 4 o'clock, 10 a.m. I can't do anything else today because that appointment at 4 o'clock. That is not something that I relate to at all. If I have something at four, I'm like, oh, great. I have 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
For me, 6 hours is what you can, how you can drive from St. Louis to Cincinnati, because that was a common trip that my parents took. And I'm like, that's like such a long time. I can put like 5 things in there. I don't feel like, oh my God, I have to be paralyzed until then. But that's, it's so much, that's such an ADD thing, I think. Of like,
well, I have ADD.
Right. I know.
Oh, so you're,
so I think that's like, you have that kind of thing, yeah, that a lot of people with ADDs.
It's like the same thing with like the airport in the morning.
Yeah.
I sound like a fucking cow in the morning. In the morning. Yeah, I can't fucking sleep because I think I'll be late. And then I don't know who will be angry. Like, whatever.
No, like, you don't like confrontation. I think it's coming down to that. Like, if you don't want to be in trouble, you don't want to be, you don't want to be criticized.
Yeah.
Or
well, the weird thing is people are late with me all the time and I never give a fuck.
Right. It's that whole thing of like, we treat others and we don't expect others will treat us the same way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or we don't give ourselves the same leniency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't, I think I'm able to do that with other people of like, oh yeah, when people are running 10 minutes late for me, like that means on time in our world. Oh, sorry. I forgot to put the do not disturb. Today.
Good Spanish, Nick.
Okay, thank you so much.
Wow, you've learned a lot.
Yeah, mucho gracias.
Whoa.
There we go.
Upside
down exclamation point before I said all that. Yeah, I just think that, well, are you a late, Noah, you're always on time.
It depends. On the weekend, I usually run late.
Okay. But there are some people that are just chronically late. I've become almost a chronically 10 minutes late, 7 minutes late person. But I'm really good at
saying, what goes on through your mind that make, look, a lot of times you just have to pack more shit. I get that. You usually have to like, but what do you think it is that like, so if you're 7 minutes late all the time, that is also a, like a repetitive thing that you're doing. It's like me showing up early every time. You're doing the same.
Because for me, 7 minutes is, because I'm so used to other people being late, and I know that 7 minutes is, I can get so much done in 7 minutes. It's literally, I can get a nap in 7 minutes. So for me to push everything 7 minutes late, what I know is a forgivable time. No one would ever call me a late person for being 7 minutes late in the LA and New York, which is where I'm mostly running, and pretty much anywhere. That is, no one would go, she was 7 minutes late. When you're going 15 and beyond, that's when it gets annoying.
I mean, you were telling a story.
Yeah, like there was someone that was late to something recently, like 45 minutes late, and they didn't say anything once they arrived.
I mean, that's wild. I mean, what is going on in that person's mind while they're in the fucking Uber coming?
I mean, it would drive me bananas. But I almost liked it because I was like, oh, there's this new thing though where people are saying, they won't say I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that we have a guy, a PA on the show, who is so sweet, who is like our first connection to like what's going on. So he'll come to my dressing room and be like, hey, they're going to mic you in 10 minutes. Hey, we're just checking in. Like, how much time do you guys need? Like, he's our go-to. He's so sweet. His name is Steven. And lately he's been coming to the room and saying, hey, I just want to thank you so much for your patience. We're like delayed a little bit today. Thank you so much for your patience. And the other day I go, did you watch some TED talk about not saying sorry and saying thank you for your patience instead? And he was like, yeah. How did you know that? I'm like, because you never say sorry. And he's like, I just don't, sorry. Just, and it's this new thing people are doing, this thank you for your patience. I don't mind a sorry. I, as we all know, I love an apology. I'm not going to think less of you or like,
no,
be like, oh, wow, he's such a little bitch. He says sorry. But I also, I don't mind a thank you for your patience. I think that's also a sweet thing to say. I think that both can be said. And I don't think by saying you're sorry, you're admitting to fault. I hate when you say, oh my God, I'm so sorry you lost your father, or like whatever. And they go, you didn't kill him. And it's just like, okay, well, me saying sorry does not mean I'm taking accountability. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry you're sick. It's not, you didn't give me this. And it's just like, okay, I didn't think about saying sorry.
And that,
people say that sometimes. Yeah.
I also feel like, you know, sorry just is connected with weakness, you know, especially in work, like related to, like, never apologize, then you're a beta bitch. And,
well, it's because you're taking accountability, and accountability is such a beta thing to do. It's just like, why? Why is being wrong so bad? It's because people, like, you know.
Well, they use it as leverage.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of fucking person, like, why do we respect that or, like, reward someone that uses someone's, I guess, weakness.
Yeah.
As a way for them to rise up.
Can you imagine Donald Trump ever saying, I'm sorry?
No.
I read the greatest thing.
I can't.
Sam Harris, like, there's always sometimes on these Sam Harris, the Sam Harris subreddit, they'll go like, what was that one quote he said about Trump once? Because he says beautiful, like, poetic diatribes about what an awful person Trump is. And he does it in a way that's not like how every other person talks about Trump that we've all heard. It's just like, there's one that I really liked. He says, to my eye, he lacks nearly every virtue for which we have a word. Wisdom, curiosity, compassion, generosity, discipline, courage. Whatever your list, he's got none of these things. But his supporters know that, and he's a paragon of greed and narcissism and pettiness and malice, real malice. This is a man who wears his hatreds on his sleeve, and he will suddenly revile people who he claimed to admire only yesterday. So while he demands loyalty from everyone around him, really above all else, he's an amazingly disloyal person. All of this is right on the surface. I love that so much.
He said
this about him. He goes, it's like if you took professional wrestling, McDonald's French fries, the NRA, and infomercials of bogus products that don't work, and you stuck them in a back of a tacky white limousine and drove it around Central Park 500 times, out would step Donald Trump. It's so fun. He said that once if you snapped your fingers and he got Trump's brain, he would, without question, hurl himself through a window like the priest in The Exorcist and realize he was just, you know, like, he doesn't want, like, it was just such a funny image. I loved it.
I feel like in today's world, and I think this is why people aren't also saying sorry, is like, if you apologize before you get accused, then it's the same way of admitting guilt.
Yeah.
And people will jump all over you for that, too. So it's like, you know, recently Rogan has apologized for stuff. And everyone's like, well, why didn't he apologize before? I loved his apologies, by the way.
Yeah. I didn't see the one about the N-word thing because I'm just like, I'm a little too apologized out right now. Especially watching his 10-minute one, which I felt it was sincere. I felt he course corrected. I felt he acknowledged that the power he has, he's uncomfortable with. It's new to him. He has to be better about it. What he's going to do in the future. It was a perfect apology that to me did not seem like a publicist helped him out with it. It seemed like he just grabbed his camera and spoke from the heart. And that to me is what I took from it.
Also it's like, you don't apologize. Like, if you did something in your past and no one's yelling at you about it, and you've grown from that point, there's no point to apologize if you've grown.
And as someone who's done so many podcasts, I have said things, I don't remember what I've said.
Oh.
People who don't podcast every day, you don't know what you've said. I'm not sitting here thinking, oh my God, that one thing I said, that one podcast, if anyone finds it, I'm done. I'm not waiting in the wings for I'm sure he didn't even think about the, like, if he did, I'm sure he would have done something to have those removed. I think he knows the, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't think he was, if he thought about it, he would have gotten ahead of it. He's someone to me that has made mistakes. He realizes he's made them. And why can't people, that's what I put on my, you know, Instagram this weekend. It's like, and I talked about it on my Instagram live that I went on with besties this weekend about apologies. Like, everyone, whenever a celebrity apologizes to avoid getting canceled or because they're on the precipice of getting canceled, everyone goes, oh, of course, they're just trying to save themselves. Why can't it be both? Wouldn't you, if everything you had was threatened, when people were saying cancel, for someone to argue that cancel culture exists when literally people are saying cancel him,
mm-hmm.
there's no argument.
Yeah.
It does exist. It does exist. And it's so awful that we want to ruin people's lives because they may have been on some, may have made mistakes that they can atone for and actually do a lot to get to change and talk to people that talked like that way regularly and show them the error of their ways instead of just canceling them and saying like, that's not going to do anything to support your cause of making mm-hmm. people talk the way you want them to, is to not forgive them if they've ever slipped up in the past ever. And to go, oh, now you're apologizing because blah, blah, blah. Like,
and in the just, same breath, I feel like
it
you
bothers
can,
me so
you
much.
Can
Why
go,
can't you have both? Why
I
can't
love
you
this
be
person,
sorry?
But I'm also critiquing, I'm also, I could critique them and take criticism towards them where it's warranted without the person thinking that they want them to be canceled.
Right.
You know what
but
I mean?
But that's not, if you, people want his head. Like people are saying, cancel him, cancel
oh,
him.
Oh yeah, no, want, I'm saying there are that. I'm saying, but there's also people that are like, he can't do any wrong. So therefore, like.
No, I think that the best way to approach it is like, we're all fucking flawed. We're all mm-hmm. going to make mistakes. When you make them, hopefully you admit that you've done wrong. Or if you haven't done wrong, explain to us why you still feel that way. And then fucking...
I watched this video of...
Just apologize should be accepted. You should be able to both want your career back and making a move in that regard to save your fucking career. Because everyone's... We live in a capitalist society. Of course you want to save your fucking career. Everyone would do that. These people being like, you just want to save your career. Yeah, if someone was trying to cancel you, wouldn't you do the same?
This was
but also, isn't it also possible to be sorry for what you did, too?
This was amazing. The
can't both be true.
Dave Portnoy, who, however you want to think of him, he had a conversation with these three brothers that are like Medias Touch, whatever. They're like a Democratic kind of left... sided thing that like really goes after and critiques and they claim to not want to cancel or whatever. And so they're talking about Joe Rogan and how, you know, he said the N-word this many times. And Dave Portnoy is like, well, I have pretty good evidence that one of you've used the N-word in a private conversation. And then you see them all go, oh. Like they just felt that feeling just for a second. And he goes, is one of you engaged to Lexi? And the guy's like, and he had him, and the guy could feel for 1 second of like, if you dig up every single skeleton, is there something in there?
Well, you know what? If someone said that to me, I have evidence of you saying that word. I would go, no, you don't, because I don't say it. And now, if I said it and someone said that, I'd go. No, like you could tell if I've said, you know,
oh,
like
yeah,
if you
course.
Haven't said it, you haven't said it. You know that about yourself, you know, like that's the difference. Like, that's so funny.
Oh, it was. And but you know what? Like I did like watching this. I can show you. I can send you the link to it. But it was an interesting conversation because, you know, the N-word video apparently was created by Alex Jones, which is fucking
wild. Oh, the compilation.
Yeah, which is wild to me because everyone's like, oh, it was made by these guys or by the Patriot
Patriot
Takes. But apparently it was made by Alex. That's what they were claiming. So then
I heard Carlos Mencia was the first person to do it.
Well,
and
he copied
Joe stole,
Alex Jones video and just added a Spanish accent to it.
I don't know. It's just like.
No, but that changes everything.
I didn't
though.
Watch the N-word. I didn't watch any of it. Yeah. And so I can't really comment on any of that stuff. But
it was just interesting.
I thought it was interesting that his first episode back from all of this was a guy on, a scientist on, to talk about, you know, cataclysmic climate events that would reset humanity.
I guess it puts things in perspective. Of what we're arguing about.
Well, I think
tomorrow
it was just,
a meteor could hit us.
To me, I was like, yeah, we all need this. We need a reset on. I feel like we need a reset on humanity. If I could, I would restart my computer of humanity and go, can we take this again? Because this is out of control.
Like, yeah, but then you could sides. Say that every 20 years when after World War One, when 100 million people died, you're like, that's probably, maybe that is the reset. Like maybe that is what it comes down to, is like we end up destroying our, maybe we are what ends up destroying us.
Don't Look Up was a very interesting commentary on all of that, you know, of pretty much it was, and humanity will reset itself. Humanity will not be around forever. It's just impossible.
I love this.
Forever is forever.
The idea of like the dumb beetle or whatever that survives through everything is like, just waiting for my time. like when it's just me again and my boys.
The cockroach and Grey's Anatomy. Aren't those the two things that'll survive?
Yes.
I do think it's so funny to, not funny, but really fascinating to remember that dinosaurs were around for like millions and millions of years. I don't even know how long, some insane amount of time. And humans have only, as we know them, have only been around for what? I'm guessing 30,000 years, maybe even 10,000. Us, like,
should we look it up?
I think Homo sapiens as we are have been like the evolved species we are now. It's 10,000 years. And humanity, like, you know, modern civilization, that's only been since 1982.
Since the iPhone, I think. Since the iPhone 4. Actually, it wasn't even the first three iPhones.
We don't even come close to how long the dinosaurs around. They all went extinct. That was a much bigger event to have them go away than us. We haven't even been around that long. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's just to think that we, like, nothing's ever going to happen to us. Like, well, the dinosaurs were around way longer than we were.
I'm sure the dinosaurs were all being like, blah, 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 blah. And meanwhile, what it means is, dude, I can fucking eat all the plants I want. I can fucking shit wherever I want. Nothing's ever going to change. We're all good.
I always love
I'm going to open up this fucking...
The meteor shot of when the dinosaurs are just like eating and they always have to do like a like, what is it called when they... Reenactment?
Yeah.
Like, and the dinosaurs are always like... The meteor comes. They're just like jumping on some like rubbish and there's like a T-Rex just like walking and then they just go like... Oh, I just love them all turning. That's what I picture the end of dinosaurs was like. It's so funny. Okay, we gotta go to break and come back with the news. Andrew! Oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good. Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together and you know she's not rich and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them and... I did wash it and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease.
Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're like me and you struggle with FOMO and also FOGO, which is fear of going out, then you might need therapy because it has really helped me to talk to a therapist about my social anxiety and how that manifests for me. It looks different than other people. I just feel guilty all the time if I don't do things and then I dread doing them. But it's something that I've learned to accept and just embrace about myself and to forgive myself and to like myself about it. If you are also on a journey to appreciating yourself and accepting yourself, can I recommend therapy? It is so helpful to talk to someone who is not going to judge you, who has heard it all. BetterHelp is the way to start because it's all online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire and then you get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you don't like them and it doesn't go well, you just switch. You don't even have to like talk to them about it. That's the beauty of BetterHelp. It is for people with social anxiety. So if you struggle with social anxiety, find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Nikki Glaser today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Nikki Glaser.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
We're back. Andrew, did you have fun this weekend? Yeah. We had the day off yesterday. We have it today, too.
Yeah, I had a good time this weekend. You know, I met some old guys playing golf. One guy, actually, was a huge comedy fan from Kansas City. Give him a shout out. His name's Andrew as well. Yeah, you just meet these guys that, like, just, I don't know, there's something about golf and just meeting new people where it's like, hey, man, you do this, I do this. We're obviously the same person.
Yeah.
Let's fucking drive around, drink beers, and talk about how much we hate our wives. You know? Like, that's like...
Wasn't there a woman with you guys?
Yeah. We threw her off the cart on hole number 9. Dude, the golf course here, like, I didn't know... This is how dumb my brain is in ADD. Like, this is like the Mecca for golf.
Yes, that's what I knew that.
Like, I keep coming up to these golf courses and being like, this is how, am I, did I die? Like, I honestly, like, if you see this video of me, I'm hitting a ball down like a 300-foot cliff, like into the ocean.
How much does it cost to play these places?
Like one was like 130.
Mm-hmm.
One was, yesterday was expensive, but like, you know, I don't usually play around. It was $200.
Yeah.
But that was all inclusive. So every 6 holes is tacos and as much as you can drink.
What?
Yeah. So all these people I'm playing with are getting fucking hammered.
Yeah.
And I'm just drinking Diet Pepsi.
So do people do bad on the back nine because they usually poorly, because they are so drunk?
It's a good question because I think there's a line between it actually loosens you up.
Well, so maybe around like the 6th hole, they're peaking.
Yeah, there was a lady, we played with a lady yesterday and she had a great swing, but she played like shit. But her back was fucked up. And then she stopped complaining about her back after like 9 drinks. And I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. That'll take care of that.
Yeah.
That's why people drink. Emotional pain, physical pain.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does numb it out.
It's just tough. Like anyone that plays golf, they know if you get paired up, you can get paired up with strangers. And if they're worse than you, it can make you play worse because you're waiting on them. Even though they could be fun and whatever, if they suck, then you're like,
it rubs off.
Yeah, because then you're hitting a ball, like, it ruins your momentum.
Same with comedy. If you're following people that are shit, you get lazier too.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, you just kind of pick up some of the habits and you just like, yeah. I
like playing with way better players than me because
yes.
It makes me play better.
Yes.
Like, it just, and some people want to be the best, like, in any group. But that's not pushing you. Like, what's going to push you? Like,
yeah,
I'm sure
I
want to
be the second best.
What's that?
I want to be the second best. In everything I do, I really like that. I like being, because I want a little competition. I want to be like, maybe I could be the best. I haven't achieved it yet. Because once you're the best, that's where people go fucking crazy, because there's nothing else to do. You've
already
achieved
everything. I saw a Matthew McConaughey
everything.
Video this morning.
Yeah.
And he talks about chasing, what he chases is himself in 10 years. So it's like that. Instead of competing against other people, he competes against his future self. Like, is he going to...
But he'll be older, so, like, wouldn't he be able to surpass that guy?
I guess he'd be wiser and better at whatever he does.
Oh.
I guess is the
I
idea.
I don't think that's going to work. That doesn't seem like...
When I was
gonna...
saying it, I was like, wait, this makes... This doesn't really make that much sense.
He should run for president.
That dude can talk and make you think
he's
he could
smart.
Cure,
he...
like, yeah. fire. On your face.
Cure fire on your face. Speaking of your face, you did a tutorial video last night.
Oh, yeah.
A skincare tutorial. It was really funny.
Well, I like kind of pitched the idea to you a little bit and you thought it was funny.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just so funny to do, like, because like skincare, like guys, I don't realize like guys do not do skin. Guys do think it's weak or whatever it is, or they don't have time for it. It literally takes like 35 seconds to put on like four different things. And we amplify it in our head. We don't need it. We have fucking rough scars on our, whatever it is. Like, we want our face to look like a weathered catcher's mitt,
yeah.
you know, fucked an alligator. You know, that's like, that's kind of like what we want our, like, we don't give a fuck. But yeah, it's just funny. My little brother just sent me, he just bought everything I showed. Like, it actually influenced him.
Yes.
Because there's something funny about doing something manly. Like, we've talked about that before. Like, the girliest thing, if you make it, like, palatable to a fucking...
Yeah, the thing you were making fun of actually worked to do what you wanted to do, which was, like, yeah, you can take care of yourself and it's not gay.
Yeah. Isn't that weird, though? What is that? What...
I mean, why didn't you take care of your skin before?
Oh, I'll tell you, because, well...
It would have made you late to things.
Maybe. I mean, there's been plenty of times where I don't, like, I won't put a charger in to a wall if it's on the other side of the bed.
You'd rather your phone just die.
Go hit a golf ball for 4 hours. Like, my brain, you know.
Yes.
So, with cleaning my face, it's also like brushing my teeth at night. Like, it just, I build it up in my head. I'm like, I'm so tired. I don't even want to.
Yeah.
I got to do this whole fucking thing.
Yes.
These five steps.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot. But I always just think about.
And SPF is for bitches. Like, I never put SPF on. Like,
that's insane.
Yeah.
Because that's just like, you just don't want to get cancer. But
fuck,
I mean,
cancer,
for me,
bro.
It's less about cancer. It's more about like
aging.
Looking old, but which is sad to admit. I got this thing on Instagram that's telling. I think you guys about, it's a pillow that was so brilliantly marketed towards me, but it's a pillow that wraps around your jaw and then comes up around your head. It's like a, it almost looks like, you know, when people get into a car accident and they have to have like a help, like they're trapped in like headgear.
Or like when like a, for some reason, like a tooth and they have to wrap their head to just
yes.
put like a.
Or like an x-ray of like, you just put your head in this thing that the pillow, the white pillow is only on your head and then around your chin and then it's full on the backside. So it's like a helmet you put on, but it leaves like your cheek and everything and your front of your face totally. And you can have it in bed.
Wait, why is this a thing?
Because
you
so you don't
it?
Smush your head. So you don't smush your face against the pillow. I don't know whether
you know what
my
it reminds
algorithm.
Me of a dog.
Yes, a cone.
A cone.
I don't know whether the algorithm knows that I care about my face being squished when I sleep and I'm a stomach sleeper, or it noticed that part of my face is sagging.
No,
like it was
it
like,
didn't.
We've detected your right side is 1 millimeter lower than your left side.
You have four of those weird lines.
Oh.
I didn't even lay down that long. I
was
don't know why they're on.
With my front tooth. The Invisalign thing I've been wanting to fix.
Yeah.
And one time I went to the dentist and they put up, like they made me smile and they put this big picture of me smiling on the screen so the doctor could show me that what I thought was a crooked tooth was not crooked. It was my face was crooked. And he goes, do you sleep on one side of your face? Because he was like, no, there's just one side of your face is lower than the other. So it makes your, it's like, he goes, it's not your teeth are crooked. It's your face. Like, and he had all the nurses looking at it. It was so brutal. It was like I was
I think
like
that's
at a
normal,
plastic surgeon.
Though.
We're all asymmetrical. Yes, we are. We are.
Have but you that's done what that makes thing? You ugly. That side that there's a thing on TikTok where
yeah,
you
yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't need anything to show me what's wrong with my face anymore than it is.
Wait, does this pillow work?
I haven't gotten it yet. It costs $180. I was Jeez. And I got it sent to me in St. Louis, so I'm gonna have I wonder Chris if
I
w- bring it when
I
it comes
I wonder
to
if that like would be hard to sleep though. Like
I will see. I bet you anything I'm not gonna use it. I'll use it once and then I'll be like, fuck this. Because I'm very particular about my pillow and like wanting like no pillow. I know sometimes I just sleep on my
stomach. You like a firm or a soft pillow?
I just like nothing. I'd rather rather sleep on a flat mattress than like a big pillow. But the pillow I have is that raggedy one.
Yes.
That literally is squishes down to probably a half an inch.
So you put that on every hotel pillow or you just have no pillow except for that pillow?
Only that pillow. I don't use any pillow. And why? I would is rather your neck have hurt? No, it's just like I don't like having a big I used to sleep with pillows regularly, but I got this pillow from Chris when we first started dating and it just was it's the best to have a pillow that has no fluff in it that you can mount, like I can like fold it to exactly the dimensions I want. I love it so much.
I like a firm pillow. That's probably why my neck hurts. What do you like, Noah? Do you like a
Oh my God, I don't use a pillow. I just smush the top of my head into it and it goes into the headboard. And that's how I sleep. Yes. Yes.
Wait, you smush your head into what?
Do you sleep on your stomach? Yeah, I'm a stomach sleeper. And so you sleep with on one side of your face, stomach, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Where's your head? Where's your head?
On the mattress. On the mattress.
What the hell is going on here?
Above it. Okay, look at. Okay, so if this is the mattress, right? You just, like, watch me, Andrew.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to see if I can do this.
No, I get what she's saying. It's wild to me, though. I feel like that would make your neck...
Lay on the couch right now and do it without on your stomach.
I mean, I guess I've slept on
you
couches.
You do this all the time, dude.
I guess I'm here.
Hold on.
Yes, I...
No. Put your head to the side. Put your head all the way down. No hand underneath your thing. Oh, sorry. I'm going to bring... Sorry, I was doing the light. There you go.
I would honestly think I died.
Your head is still being propped up by the pillow, so put it all the way flat. No. No pillow, dude. No pillow.
No pillow.
No pillow. Take it away.
No, she does that. She said she does
just
that.
Just try it my way. No pillow. No hand. Yep. There we go.
I mean, that's not terrible.
Yeah. It's pretty nice.
I mean, I know some people that do two pillows.
Yeah, I'm a no pillow gal. Let's get to the news.
You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
What's today? Monday? It's Monday, folks. You know what that means. It's Monday. All the swells, all that stuff. Boy, we're having them down here. I think we're getting too tan, if you ask me.
Mine's sloughing off big time today. I've got, like, it looks like I have vitiligo. My arm, my spray tan is coming off.
Yeah, huh.
Someone said to me the other day, one of our besties wrote to me and said, Nikki, I love you, no offense, but you look like a carrot. And I was like, mission accomplished.
Yes.
I love looking, I'd rather be bright orange.
Yes,
than
people said
pale.
You look in that photo with the llama.
Yes.
But there's a difference
the
between
camel.
Fur.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah.
The tall llama. There's
the camel was with a llama.
Kamala, they said you looked orange, but that's like for video, not for picture. Could you look more orange on a photo than you would on a video?
Well, I turned up the saturation on that photo. I was like editing it, so I amped up the saturation, so it definitely looked more orange than I am. But I definitely look orange. I don't care. I really don't care. That insult doesn't bother me, and it makes me feel better than being pale. I hate being pale. I really hate my natural skin tone. I just don't look good, and so at least orange is better than pale. So I'll take it.
Why do I feel like Trump said this on one day?
I'm not going to apologize for my
don't apologize orange for being orange. All right, so Build-A-Bear releases a line of adult bears.
No way.
For a collection called After Dark, which includes bears drinking wine and wearing a little more than boxers.
What, a little more? Shouldn't it be less?
Oh, yeah, probably less. I don't know. What? The After Dark collection requires visitors to its website to ensure they're 8. This is so creepy.
So, yeah.
18 years old or older before they access the site. you could go to war and you could fuck a bear. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, yeah.
When the cursor hovers over a bear on the website, the outfit disappears, revealing a regular teddy bear with no clothing.
Do the bears have, like, holes that you can fuck or something?
The bears don't appear to cross the line into overtly raunchy. Like, they're just holding wine, and they're dressed in nothing but boxers. But aren't they? A bear's usually naked, so you're adding clothes.
Dumb. God, they must be really struggling.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there must be some, like... Because I remember when Build-A-Bear was such a fun novelty where you could just get this carcass and you get to stuff it with stuff and then you get to record a little message and put it inside it and you get to kiss this little heart that you put inside the bear. Do you ever make a Build-A-Bear, Noah?
Mm-mm. No.
It's really fun. Like,
I mean, COVID ruined that, you know? Like, you're touching everything. You're in it with a lot of people. Isn't it? Yeah, don't you do it in the store?
There was always a line. Yeah, I think they probably lost some of the magic before COVID, but it was probably in like 1999 where Build-A-Bear really became like this huge thing. I loved it. I thought it was really cool. And I was I was in ninth grade when I think they were coming out, but I still was like, I want to make one. Like, it's just cool to do
that. What was your
bear?
Did it have like a...
No, I mean,
tits?
I was never someone that had bears.
Did it have fake tits?
I always wanted to be one of those girls that, yeah, a kettlebell bear. I always wanted to, I would put sand in them. I never was. Did you ever have like a Banky or like a bait, like a stuffed animal that was like yours? I always wanted like a velveteen rabbit that was like my little thing that I carried around and sucked on its ear or like, you know, it soothed me.
I guess your pillow is that now.
No, that's the first thing I've ever had that like means that much to me. And I like start hyperventilating if I think I lost it.
Did you have a teddy, Noah?
Anything? She I didn't had a little nightgown.
You
a
have
teddy.
A little like AK-47 in Israel?
a little
AK-21? An AK-10?
I had this like orange dog, like a little tiny orange dog. And I don't know what happened to it.
Wow. She grew up and became a comedian.
I had a jet ski.
I got called an orange dog the other day a lot.
Yeah. You only looked orange next to the camel.
Yeah. That's... Wait, you had a jet ski? A stuffed jet ski?
No. I'm just saying, like, things I had in my childhood that I don't know how they, like,
I was
disappear.
Always jealous of my girlfriends that had, like, their blankies from childhood that, like, Kirsten had a Bernal that she called a Bernal. It's such a cute name. And, like, I just, like, Poppy carries around these little baby dolls. And I just never cared about anything that much. And I wish I would have.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like...
I just
but when you're, like,
stuff,
if you date a girl and she's, like, 22 and she still has her stuffed animal and has, like, one eye... You're just like, oh.
I kind of like that.
I don't know.
I mean, if she's like still like sucking on it and stuff and like do it, you know.
Oh my God.
That's what girls used to do. Like people used to like take the little ear and like rub it on their nose for like comfort. You know, like little kids do that to feel like soothed.
I sucked on a lot of things that, you know, like my thumb and then my shirt.
You were a thumb sucker?
I think so. I think that's what happened to my teeth. I hope.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a soothing mechanism for
kids
that
feel
anxious.
Oh, my God, I have such
anxious.
A funny story for you that I never told you.
What?
Augie.
Your nephew?
My Augie.
My oh, God, that really grossed me out.
It's so creepy.
My little Augie.
My Build-A-Augie.
Oh, my God. Build-A-Nephew.
You got to see this photo, by the way. But anyways, my brother hears a door slam and then a scream from the other room. He goes over there, and Augie, this is something I would do, like, yesterday. He tied the string Twisted. On the wrong tooth.
Ow. How do you have a tire string to a tooth? That's, like, really hard to do.
Yeah, I don't know how
when
he did.
When kids used
I
to
think...
do that, I'm like, that's just something they do in books.
But how funny
in Little Rascals.
I don't know if the tooth
to
fell.
Like his molar.
Yeah, he tied it to his new permanent.
Oh my
like
god,
big
that's
tooth.
So cute.
Oh my god, it's so
funny. I think
funny.
You would have tied it to your penis to like stretch it out. You know, I could see that you doing that. That's so cute.
Is the dick fairy gonna come, daddy?
Oh my! Did you have the tooth fairy come?
Yeah, but he was pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd forget a lot of times.
Well, I thought they would come when I was 27.
Yeah, you still losing teeth.
Apparently, the tooth fairy just asks for money back when you're 28.
Oh my God.
Donna, did you have a tooth fairy? What, dollar?
Oh, yeah,
$2?
$3.
$3
like
a tooth?
Yeah, something like that. That was always our like allowance, you know, as kids. And we'd just go up to 7-Eleven and buy candy.
To get another tooth out to
or
make
play
more
the
money.
Adams Family pinball game that was at the 7-Eleven. God, that was so fun.
No, did you have a tooth fairy?
I don't think my parents knew that in American culture.
It is such a dumb thing.
I mean, to put your tooth under your... Well, you guys didn't have pillows.
And but. The parents have to, like, creep in your bedroom. It just sounds like something a molester would make up so that they have a reason to, like, sneak into a child's bed.
It's so creepy.
They were just... It was probably started by a pedophile that was got caught, and he was like... and someone was like, what are you doing, Jim? And he's like,
putting I've, money...
Yeah, I'm just... you know how he lost his tooth last night. There's this thing I heard about where you leave money, and that's why my hand is... In his mouth, right?
Yeah, but that kid didn't lose his tooth. Oh, no,
next
now
story.
He did, and he just punches him in the face. Okay. a Las Vegas-based airline offers private 45-minute flights for its passengers to join the Mile High Club. So for $995, you can join the Mile High Club flight. Comes complete with a wireless sound and light system, red satin sheets, sex position pillows and cushions, and a whole custom-made foam mattress.
Wait, so you can pay just under $1,000 and you can go up and... Is it like a private jet or
yeah,
just
it's
a...
private. Mm-hmm.
So is it like a nice jet or is it like one of those little like ones where they, you know, skywrite and shit like that? Like, you know, like a single engine, like...
Oh, I would assume it's somewhat decent. I mean...
That's not that much money, though.
Yeah, but
I feel like to just go up and fuck. And
for
what?
45 minutes.
Oh, 45 minutes.
Threesomes, foursomes, and a few swingers, members of swingers club.
I would do that. That sounds like just a funny thing to say that you did.
How many couples go up there at a time? Like, is there
multiple
rooms?
I bet it's probably
rooms?
Just one sex act, however many people, up to a certain number that you want. You know what I mean? It could just be you. You could just go up there and masturbate up there, which would count.
The Mile High
you and
Rub.
Your, your adult Build-A-Bear.
The Mile High Rub.
God, putting wine with anything is so... I just can't even take it.
Oh,
some
God.
Idiot in marketing. We are going to make bears that hold wine, and then it's going to be adult. And the thing is, it probably worked. There's probably like... Wine culture is so stupid.
One of them
I hate it.
Has a shirt that says, Rosé over roses.
I can't handle it. I got the Kush shirt yesterday in Cabo Wabo, down at like the where all the cruise ships let up in Cabo. I went shopping yesterday, and I want to show you guys the shirt I got.
So I'll talk to Noah while we're doing this. I don't know. I feel like the Mile High Club, though. It's not the you're not the Mile High Club unless you do it on a regular flight in the bathroom. Like I think that's bullshit. I think paying a grand
or fucking Denver.
Huh? Yeah. Just go fuck on top of a mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I
no,
guess
Denver is just a mile high city.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So anywhere in Denver, I would do this. I mean, it's something that rich people can. I'm just like it's like a novelty thing to say. Yeah, I fucked in the sky. I mean, it's just.
Have
yeah.
you ever done anything
funny thing.
Sexual on a plane?
No, I mean, I was. I think like I was getting up to go to the bathroom, and Chris was in the middle seat, and I just like. Did like a fake lap dance of like, ooh, and then I pretended, I go, sorry, sir. Like, you know, and then I just did a bit where it was just like, okay, anyone who saw that would be like, what was that girl doing? And then I pretended like he was just the guy sitting next to me randomly. But no, I would never do, I don't like, as someone who obviously is very open talking about sex and my sex life, I don't want anyone to have to see it that doesn't want to. And so I would never do that on a plane. But I, you know, I've put it out there of like, hey, if you want to try to meet me in the bathroom, but you can't, like, when you go to the bathroom, there's people always back there. They're always watching. There's no way to
and
come
the
out of there
smell.
Without. There's yeah, there's smell. It's more like,
you'd have to
it's
ride
not because
them,
you're be horny and you're like, I just can't wait to do this. It's just because you want the story of it.
Yeah.
You know, but I've heard of a lot of people like giving hand jobs on planes and like under the blanket or just doing kind of.
Oh, yeah. That one guy
things.
That was on your radio show. Daniel Sloss.
Oh, yeah.
Said a random stranger
yeah,
jerked him off.
Yeah, blew him. Like, didn't she blow him?
I don't know
she jerked him off. Yeah, Daniel Sloss.
Yeah, just
crazy.
A random stranger.
It sounds like a sloss would be a hand job on a plane. It's called a sloss.
A slow hand job?
Yeah. Oh, God. No, have you ever done anything naughty on a plane?
Yeah.
I jerked off on land.
You have, but, Noah?
Wait, what did you do?
I've hand job under a blanket.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
Where did you put the cum?
In the blanket and then the blanket on the floor. I feel so bad about it now, but...
Oh, one of the was airplane
this
like planes.
When you were young and wild, or was this?
Tell me this was last week.
No, it was not last week.
Tell me it was Spirit Airlines.
Tell me there was
did
no
they charge
blanket.
You to jerk him off?
Where are we going? I don't even remember. I mean, I remember who it was with, but it was like in my 20s.
Okay.
Over
a
wow.
snake on a That's yeah. a snake on a plane, all right.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wait, so how did it start?
I'd be so scared I'd get caught. Any kind of public thing. Were you scared to get caught, or was it so, like,
Yes, I was, but because it was under a blanket, there was no one, like, in the third seat next to us, and it was just, like, after they gave drinks and stuff, there was no one coming down the aisle.
Yeah.
Oh, what time God, was so this hot. At? Was it a night flight?
I think that the cabin was kind of dark. It was not all lit up.
It was a red eye.
And damn it. I thought you were asking me, not Andrew. I wish I didn't answer.
I love that you answered. Yes, I have. Andrew, have you though?
I flew with Noah once.
Did you ever jerk off on a plane?
No, I'm just kidding. I think I've jerked off on a plane in the bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah. So
just
I don't
because
know.
You just needed to so badly.
I can't have. Remember a time that I did it, kicks. But I think it did happen.
Yeah.
I jerked off on the school bus that one time.
Oh, in the back?
Which is, the plane on land, I guess. Yeah. when I was alone in the last stop, when I was in fifth grade or maybe seventh.
Were you just obsessed with jerking off at that point in your life?
And, no, the bus driver had really nice eyes and I could see him in the mirror. He had baby blues. Blues. He had brown eyes funny. That I loved.
Okay, let me show you the shirt I got. I kind of love it. Okay. It says, it's a Budweiser shirt, and it says Buttweiser, and it has three girls with their butts.
You know what? I love that shirt.
It's cool, right?
That's and a cute it's
tiny. Yeah, I love it.
And I don't
it
know why like it's not kuh, but it's not. Because it's so on the nose.
And it says King of Rears instead of King of Beers. It says one fluid pint wants your bush. It said... Wants your bush, and it's want is WANT apostrophe S. Wants your bush, which makes no sense. Buttweiser, genuine. It says, this butt's for you. Cabo San Lucas, Mexico.
I wonder if they did bush like that. So you could do a bush beer joke there, but I guess.
Yeah, like this bud's for you, I think is what they usually say. What mm-hmm. wants your bush? Wants your bush? It makes no sense.
The Bush, I think, is like the name of the company that owns Budweiser.
Yeah.
Or something.
But wants with WANT apostrophe S. It's obviously like a this is a Spanish speaking person made this. Wants, like the person wants your Bush. It's wants your Bush, not your Bush. It's wants your Bush.
I like the idea Bush of Smut McKenzie. Could be a good because like
oh,
a
yeah,
mutt,
good too.
Like a dog that also
people
likes
don't
sex.
Know Spud McKenzie at all. Even barely I know that reference. Carla has a joke about beer stuff, and she couldn't even reference Spud McKenzie because audiences were like, "What?" She had to do like the frogs.
Oh, that sucks.
Because it's just like things change.
What I love about a shirt like that too is like someone thought of like Budweiser, and they're like Buttweiser.
I just
they're
wonder,
like, wait, I got to go make 200 shirts.
Yeah, the think tank. By the way, there were not 200 of these. There was only one that was hanging up, and they had to take it down from the display. So it has this faded quality to it because it's been up in the sun for like months. So
yeah.
It's like has this really cool, I'm so glad that there wasn't one that was like fresh in the back.
So either they're on high demand or that sat there for 9 years.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to break and come back with Why Do I Care? Oh my God, you guys, I'm so excited that Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast because they have like all of my favorite clips on Instagram Reels. I'm constantly discovering new comedians from these clips. And I always like, how do you even go to these shows? Where are they happening? Well, now I know because I have the information right here. You can go to one of these shows. Don't Tell Comedy are putting on the coolest comedy shows in the country. This isn't like a comedy club. This isn't a theater. These are small, unique venues like on rooftops, backyards, art galleries. If you're looking for a fun night out in your town, which it's probably in your town because these shows used to just be in LA and now they are all over the country, 150 cities in Canada, the US, and the UK. Don't Tell Comedy is the best thing for you to go out and explore and do. You're going to see amazing new comedians. You're going to see pop-ins from famous comedians. You've seen the clips online. Be a part of the experience live in person and do it on me, guys. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com and then use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show. 20% off. That's freaking good.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why do I care?
Andrew, why do I care?
Okay, Haley Baldwin.
Oh, I care.
Says that the glazed donut look will be the biggest beauty trend in 2022. Find yourself a moisturizer that helps you look like a glazed donut.
This is dewy. It's just to look wet. Let's see. Oh, yeah. To look that... What?
The model even took to her Instagram recently to give her fans a heads up. Glazed donuts, skin all 2022.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, I mean, she says, tell like, a friend, glazed donut is look. Yeah, it's just that dewy look again that we all know about. Is that what she included? That's funny.
I like that her bottom teeth are a little crooked in that one photo.
I love like there's
she's so pretty.
There's a really thin line between glossy and greasy. Like
yeah, or oily. Like so yeah. It used to in the 80s being oily was like the number one worst thing, and now there is no difference. If you look wet, you look oily. But I like that look. When people go, "Nikki, you gotta like you look like shiny." I go, "Yes. I like shiny."
You know what I want and to they come out? The peeling croissant. And it's just like real dry skin.
Cronut. Yeah, and it's just like this crackly, flaky. Cronut skin is so in.
Dry, flaky cronut. Oh it's my so God. Cool right now.
Chocolate I mean, I'm not gonna lie, John
it looks
skin.
Good. It makes me want a donut. Like it makes me hungry.
My mouth is watering too. Yeah, weird.
Yeah, yeah.
God, I haven't had a donut probably for 20 years.
They make me feel like such shit, but goddamn, do I love like a
Krispy
Kreme.
I had a thing called a glow nut, which is like a vegan donut that I found. They were like $6 in these little like protein vegan donuts, and that was the closest thing I've had to a donut. And it was called a glow nut. Weirdly enough,
did you
found
like it?
In like an LA boutique. Yeah, it's pretty good, but not worth it. Donuts.
What's your
used
favorite
to be
donut growing up? I mean, I know this would be
chocolate
more
chocolate Long John.
One. Which one?
Chocolate Long John.
What is that?
From Dunkin' Donuts. It's like, you know, it's in the shape of a long...
Oh, with cream in the middle? Like
no,
a Boston
no.
cream?
No, I wouldn't even have cream. But I do like... I would... Now I would like a cream donut, but back then I just liked the chocolate icing on top, and it's long, and it doesn't... It's very...
I know, yeah.
It's very warm and like not... I hate... I don't understand people who like donuts that are like hard. Like why you would... Like sometimes when people get a mixed box of donuts...
Yeah.
I don't eat donuts, but I like to go... Why would you ever choose this one? Mm-hmm. You know the ones that are like almost...
Chalky.
Yes. Why would you choose a chalky one over this one that is so... That has like strawberry cream in it or is like has... is soft. Same with cookies. When people... My dad likes Famous Amos that are just like... Rah, why would you like that over a Chips Ahoy chewy?
But you like a very crunch... Like we were going over those chips the other day, and I like the soft sweet potato chip inside the Terra Blues or whatever, or the Terra.
Oh, right.
And you like the crunch.
I like, but you know what? I would like a crunch with a creamy dip. Yes, I'm all about consistency, yes, but yeah. No, are you someone that would choose one of those weird crawlers that are like yes. chalky?
Oh, fuck the crawler. I hate a crawler.
Do you remember the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode with the scone? And Larry was so upset that the scone was so dry and it should be soft.
Well, scones are dry. Muffins are soft.
Yeah, I'm all for dry baked goods.
What about cookies? Are you going for, you want like a crispy, like crunchy or do you like a...
Cookies is a little complicated.
I like a really just, I like that's why I like an oatmeal raisin.
Edge is crunchy, middle soft.
Yeah.
What about a brownie? Are you going for like the middle piece or like an edge?
Edge.
Edge.
Really?
Edge.
Weirdly.
What about you?
Weird.
You're a middle?
Definitely an inside. I want everything gooey and almost like still battery. Oh.
I do like that too, though. I like both. I like. I'm on you. Like I like a battered soft woman. You know.
Yes. Yes.
No, but I know I like a. I like a crunch and I like a softness to
reminds
together.
Me of BJ so Novak nice. Joke. Battered women sounds delicious.
Yeah, I if I go to a donut place, I get one glazed, just old school glazed, yeah. Boston cream, because that's like kind of, that's like almost the dessert
Dude,
of
so
the donuts.
I'm so fucking hungry. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And those are the two staple that I'll get. And then I'll get a glaze with the chocolate cream on top.
Can I talk to you about like guilt after eating those? Like if I ate a donut, like I only ate donuts
why
before
you get a donut
I had
hole?
Eating disorders.
Oh, I love
because a donut hole is would not be it would still make me feel guilty. It would make me feel like I just ate this thing that like the rest of my day is ruined and I have to like not eat the rest of the day. Like I still have that mentality of
yeah,
like
that's,
I can't enjoy my life after I've eaten something so like bad, or I have to like now I have to go work out or something. And so I think that as much as I just know now, like those things will trigger me to do weird things with food. So I just avoid them, and which maybe that's eating disordery just to avoid those.
Well,
foods,
I don't think you're like, alone there. There's something about starting your day with 1,000 calories where you're like, wow, okay, what the fuck am I doing?
Then I'm done. I would rather save, if I'm going to eat a donut, I would like to have it at the end of my day. I really, because then it's like, okay, I know what I've done already today. I've had enough activity. My body is about, and I know you're not supposed to eat highly caloric things before you nap, but like, I don't mind. I really can't sleep if I'm hungry. I need to feel like really satiated. But
it reminds me of my buddy's joke, Renan, where he takes a bath in the morning. He's like, I start my day
with the most indulgent, relaxing thing.
Yeah. And that's how I kind of feel about like calorie count. But you know what? You should have more calories in the morning because then you burn them off.
A lot of calories. I mean, I eat 600 calories in the morning for breakfast at least. But and I never used to do that, you know? Like, I always just thought, like, you just starve all day and then you get to reward yourself later. But doing it, I do it with, like, oatmeal and hearty things that, like, fill you up. Mm-hmm. A donut is just candy to me. But that doesn't mean that my mouth isn't watering right now and I am missing out on a lot by not indulging in donuts. And I see people eat donuts and they aren't, like, they're still happy people. I just can't.
It's just weird that, like, because you're a very aware person. You're extremely, like, intelligent and stuff, and you know why these feelings happen, and it happens to me too, but it's like you eat the donut and you know it's not that big of a deal. Like, it really isn't. Like, really, when you break it down, like, it's not. Like, you could you could get rid of these calories easy. Like, you could be easy on yourself.
Yeah.
And you know this, but you
can't.
But
I just know that it makes me uncomfortable in my body. It makes me start having obsessive thoughts. That's the thing. It's like, I know that I get crazy when I eat those things. And so I'd just rather not eat them because it's not worth it. It's almost like drinking. Like, I could probably have one drink, but it's going to change the way my brain works to have that kind of substance in me.
Also, you're working on a set where, like, I look at your outfit sometimes, like, hanging up, and I get, like, a little, like, I feel like, God, if I had to fit into
I'm
10
pounds heavier than I was last F-Boy Island. I'm wearing all the same
perfect
size
strangers,
clothing.
Perfect Strangers.
Yeah, for the last Perfect Strangers we shot. And I'm having to wear all the same size clothing. Like, my size did not go up with my, but so I just have more like things that show up under, like, I'm not wearing shapewear. So, like, you know, if the silky thing that I'm wearing like touches my stomach, you can see like there's like, I can have like a roll or something and I have to stand so much straighter and all these things.
Oh my God. My body in silk would look hilarious. It would look ridiculous. It would look like a pear, like, being strangled. It would.
I
just like that. Like, it would just accentuate everything.
I'm not trying. The best thing is though, knowing that I have been thinner before in these same outfits, I've done literally nothing to change that except just like, if I'm happy, then I don't give a fuck what my body looks like.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Like, with something, you look healthier at this, whatever this weight is.
Yeah.
And it's not even about, like, if I look healthy, I don't look at the scale. Like, I think, like, your skin looks, like, you look great.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's it's not, it's just a weight, then it's just, it's like, that's not even a part of it. You know what I know? Yes. That's easier said than done, but it's like.
But there, it's just sometimes healthy doesn't look the way that it doesn't, sometimes healthy on camera looks, it's so
unhealthy
weird that like.
In your mind or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean,
you, everyone does not understand when you see celebrities that you see on camera and you see them in real life, they're always smaller. Because the camera does add.
Yeah.
And it's, but I really don't give a fuck. I'm not on this show to be hot, even though I do feel that way sometimes. So it's good. and speaking of you saying that I'm healthy, let's go into top one, bottom one, because it takes us perfectly into the topic of today's top one, bottom one. You literally were reading my mind. The category for top one, bottom one today is
donuts.
Compliments.
Yeah, what's the best kind of compliment you can get and the worst compliment
you can
get? Did
I give you the worst one you can get? I didn't mean to.
I'm not even joking you. My bottom compliment was going to be, you look healthy. Because and people are going to go, Nikki, don't say that. That's such a bad way of thinking. Well, it's hard to come up with a compliment that is not good. But to me, healthy just means we're so glad you gained weight. That's what it means to me, because every time I've heard, Nikki, we need to get you back to a healthy weight, like in my life, it's always been about gaining weight, and it means you've gained weight and we're all more comfortable around you, because before you were so thin and we were all kind of like,
But that's such a negative way to look at it. I mean, it's more like, oh, we love you and this is great.
No, but I hear the way girls talk about girls that are skinny and they go, oh my God, how does she even stand up? Like, they always make it about them being unhealthy so that they can change the... It's the same thing that people do about fat people. They go, they're unhealthy. I'm more worried about her health. No, you're not. You're fucking... Shut up. You don't give a fuck about anyone's health. You're worried about them. And this isn't for everyone, but it's for those catty bitches that pretend that they don't want to be fat because they go, you know, fat is fine for other people, but for me, I don't want to be fat because... I care about my health. No, just like I said about skin cancer versus aging, I care about the aging part of the sun more than the skin cancer.
Yes.
And when people say that about, shut up about, and then when people are jealous of you being too thin, they have to make it about your health, that they're concerned about it. And in some cases, that is the truth. I'm not saying it's not always that truth, but I think a lot of times this whole thing of like,
I know, but then I guess the flip
really
side to that
is
if they don't say anything, then you're like, how could you not say anything? I was right there on the writing was on the wall. Like,
yeah, but I'm saying, but the, yeah, but that's different when it's someone who's actually dealing with a health issue versus someone who's just a little bit more thin than you are and you're jealous. And so you're like, how does she even stand up? And like, I just have, I get comments sometimes from women who are obsessed with their bodies and they'll say things like, oh, you know, like, well, you're so tiny that blah, blah, blah. They'll just make comments about like, being thin, and I'm not trying to be like, woe is me, I'm so thin, people make the comments, but I've done it before too, of like, well, you need help with that bag because you have like no fat on you, or you're probably cold because you have no fat on you, or just saying shit like that just to make myself feel better that I have fat on me because I don't even want to look like you, even though I'm dying too deep down and I need to make it negative.
It's funny you say that because like, we posted that photo of us here on Perfect Stranger set, and I'm standing on a step, so I look really like tall for once, like, you know, and you look really tiny because I'm on the step. So many of the comments like, I've never seen you look tinier, or like, Andrew, you're not that fucking tall. Like, people just like,
I didn't read any of the comments, but yeah, I haven't looked tinier, but it was all dimensions. And I'm holding a tiny little Coke, so I just like, I looked a little putian. But that is, I honestly, that is not. Someone asked me the other day what my weight was, because they're like, my boyfriend and I are disagreeing. He thinks you're this. I think you're this.
What?
And I was like, I'll tell you. I'm a buck 40. And she goes, whoa. Okay, I was right. My boyfriend thought you were way thinner. Well, like, and I go, boys don't know weights. They truly don't know. Yeah. They always think like they would probably guess that I'm 110 or something, because men don't, and I don't understand men's weights. I could never understand, like, I don't know when people are, guys are like, I'm this, I'm like, Jesus Christ, that's a lot. But that doesn't, because
it's,
we have
so funny
though,
like guys, you think like, you know, a lot of times, you know, girls will be like, God, she doesn't look like that, or she doesn't, you know, her body's not, you know, whatever. But guys are like, if you look taller as a guy and you're not tall, they lose their fucking mind.
They don't like it. They don't like it. Okay, so let's get into top one, bottom one compliments. What's your least favorite compliment, Andrew?
My least favorite compliment is adding actually to any compliment. So you start the sentence with, actually, I thought
you're pretty, actually really funny.
You're actually really funny. You're actually better than I thought. You're actually, so it's kind of like just so self, like, congratulatory towards yourself of being like, I expected you to be worse because my standards are so fucking high that you actually like almost like got to here.
And it's just saying like, I didn't think you were before. That's what it's saying.
Yeah. I was expecting you to suck.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, thanks, dude. Appreciate it. I get it.
I usually don't like female comics, but blah, blah, blah. That kind of any kind of caveat with a compliment is not a compliment.
No, it's you're patting yourself on the back.
That you're more intelligent, but you won me over. But I usually don't like this kind of humor.
You won me over. Oh. Why did you?
I'm telling you, listen, we all have made this mistake. If you're out there and you've said something to like to that in our DMs, you're not a bad person. We all kind of do it, and it's,
you're actually a good person.
Yeah, you're better than most people. You're actually, despite being a total idiot with the way you compliment people, you're actually like better than we thought you were.
What about you, Noah?
Yeah, what's your least favorite compliment?
Okay, so this happened to me recently,
And it's so annoying when someone compliments and they say, like, for example, the one that I got was, oh, I really like your hair better this way.
Yes. It just, any inference that before was I didn't like it.
It's just say, you like my hair, right? And especially when my hair was different, I got a compliment from this person too. So it's like, did you lie to me?
Yep.
What the hell?
That really hurts.
But it's just a nice thing. Again, it's just a nice thing that people don't even realize.
Here's the thing. It's almost like apologies do not count if they have the word but in them. And compliments don't count if you have to compare it to something. You know, like, I don't like, my least favorite is, you're funnier than this person. And because most of the time, they're wrong. Or they'll insult one of my friends, yes. But they're thinking that I will really enjoy. And it's always another female comic. It's never a male comic, ever, ever, ever. It's always a female comic. And it's just any kind of compliment that compares you. And then also, you look healthy. Like, I actually don't mind that compliment now. But yeah, healthy just makes me think that I can like survive the, like, people thinking that I'm gonna, like, I have a lot of fat stored to like support babies and survive like hibernation, and it just makes me think of like, we're so glad you're fat. That's what it makes me think. But it's, I know it's not that. I actually want to look healthy. That was like, kind of like an old me that didn't like that. But that's a common thing that girls don't like to hear, which is so stupid that we don't like to hear that we're healthy. What's your favorite kind of compliment?
Top one. Trying to think. That's tough because I just like a compliment that's whatever the opposite of someone saying actually, like, where it doesn't feel patronizing, where it's just like, you know, oh man, great job. Like something simple, you know?
Yeah, but like specifically, if someone, you could get a compliment on anything.
Did you go to Noah? Because I'm trying
Noah,
to think.
Yeah, Noah, what would be your best compliment?
Anything relating to, I don't know, I guess like being thoughtful or something that has to do with like working and not my looks or appearance.
Interesting. So like being like, you're so good at your job. Something about that.
I would love that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I could say that to you. Like you are. I mean, there's no question. That's like telling.
You look really hot though when you do. Like,
yeah, you're so hot when you do your job.
No, I don't like that at all.
Your new hair looks so good when you put up that video.
Do you know yours? I have mine.
Yeah, I think I have mine now. I think it's when people understand that I'm actually intelligent and like I feel
seen. You just said actually in your own.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So maybe you like it, dude. Maybe you like it when people go, you're actually smart.
If I say actually, it's fine.
Okay.
No, when people see that I'm intelligent.
Yes.
And not that I'm just like
so about
a dumb
your intelligence.
Fool. Yeah, my intelligence is nice because I think
you'd rather that than a compliment about being attractive?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
So you have less, I think maybe I'm wrong, but I think we want compliments on things that we're more insecure about, right?
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
So you're more insecure about being good at your job than you are about being attractive. Or it's just not something that you value as much.
Yeah, I think for me, it's just like the validation.
Yes. And like, it just isn't as important to you to be perceived. Maybe it's not as important to you to be perceived as hot or beautiful.
Right. Like, I just know, like, I'm not Cindy Crawford or her daughter. You know, like, I just know that that's the truth of it. But like, the quality of my work, like, that's where I find a lot of my validation.
Yeah. I think it's a mixture of what we're insecure about, but also what we value.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
And I think it's, you know, it just comes with age where you kind of just like, you understand your looks. Like, I'm a short, chubby Lee Schreiber, and it's okay. But I have some leave in me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I didn't leave it all.
He's leaving a little bit for you.
Yeah, he lived a little bit more.
He's
on the
leaving
table.
The more and more you ate.
And I ate it. I think there's something to that. I think when I just feel seen where I know I'm like either doing like some dry humor or I'm like.
And someone knows that you're.
Like when you see me, it feels really good. When I feel seen by you where you're like, Oh, I get.
Like, you just may have done a dumb, like, you might be playing a dumb character, but the dumb character you're choosing to play is, there's a lot of genius behind it.
It's my dream.
Yes. Well, I know that a lot for you. Like, and there are times where I go, did you mean to do this? Because sometimes you don't. Sometimes we all stumble into something that is, like, when you named your dad's boat when you were a kid, and he's a blood doctor, and so he was like, what about blood vessel? And everyone was like, that's brilliant. But he didn't know that blood vessel.
Vessel meant boat.
Meant boat. He was just naming blood things. So he didn't realize that he was a genius. But then there are other times where you play like you're just saying something dumb, but it's honestly like really funny.
Yeah, that's and when it, you know, there's times where I'm just dumb, you know? I get that, but it's like there are times where it's like intentional, so intentional that I get so furious when people are like, dude, he doesn't fucking even get it. And it's like, How made the joke, dude.
Yeah, like, the joke the character needs to be someone who's dumb to even get that, to deliver that joke. Yeah, people are stupid. That's when other people just don't get it and they're stupid. But no, I definitely think you're so intelligent. It's insane. It's just like, there are the gaps in, what was I doing? I was doing a crossword last night, and I was like, because Rob and I were talking about how smart you are, but like when it comes to like certain things, you have, it's so funny that you don't know certain things.
Oh, yeah.
Crosswords for you would be a big issue. What was the crossword clue yesterday? Final thought that I go, I wonder if Andrew would know this.
And we need to have hear yours.
Your favorite compliment.
Yes, there you go. I know. okay. I was wondering if you would know this.
Probably
not,
but go ahead. Oh, shit.
Word sung, okay, it's four letters. Word sung twice after Q-U-E in quotes. Word sung twice after, then in quotes, Q-U-E. Word sung twice after the word Q-U-E. So it's probably a song, and it starts with Q-U-E as the first word, and then there's another word that comes twice, like said twice after that word.
It feels like a British thing, no?
Noah? Q,
No, don't even ask
what
me
if
this.
I pronounce it K? K blank blank is a word. Does anything ring a bell if I go K sarah sarah?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
That's tough. And also, I didn't, is it S-A-R-A?
Oh, you also did, this is funny. This was a crossword clue that you literally, I think that's what made me
I got
remember.
Wordle yesterday when a lot of people.
No, Wordle is not the same thing. I'm talking about like just, there's a.
I don't know a lot of words.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's okay. And that's okay. That's like, that's your, and I don't know, I literally couldn't explain how football works to you. Like, yes. I just don't know certain things like
but
that.
But I'm good at memorizing words if needed.
Now, this word came up in Wordle the other day as like, this was one that people often start with, adieu. And you had never heard of that.
Or I wouldn't know how to spell it. I think to bid idea, right?
Yeah, like you're not even saying it right. You're saying I do. To bid I do.
A bid I do.
Can you try to spell it?
A-D-E-A-U.
I liked it. It's A-D-I-E-U.
I-E-U.
But yeah, that like those certain things, gaps in your knowledge.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between intelligence and whatever you've stored in your
you're
brain.
Definitely,
I can't even think
you're
of
definitely
it.
Definitely very, very intelligent. There's no question. But there's just like, there's some things that you just missed out on.
I wonder what that is. I wonder if I'm just like, it just doesn't, I guess it's like football for you. Like it just doesn't intrigue
does not,
you.
It will not go in my brain. It will not, it will not fit. It and there and fit yards and like converting that and like zones and like
how are we so dumb when we talk about something?
I cannot begin to tell you what it means, and it really irritates me that people are so good at it. Like and also world history and about like different conflicts and just it's too much, and I just stop paying attention.
I think information
anything.
And like. I think we're really good with people, like understanding people, making observations. Like that's why we're obviously comedians and stuff. But yeah, just facts that really don't interest in us at all. Just I don't need
and
it.
And words interest me because I'm like what interests me is being well informed about certain things that I care about words. That's just something I care about. You don't care about it, and so it doesn't. Yeah. And okay, so my favorite compliment is you're adorable.
Oh.
Being
oh.
cute.
That's like the opposite of like healthy. Yeah. It's like you're adorable. It makes me cute. Think little.
It means like you're someone that you want to protect that is like is you're just you're not like you're innocent. You yeah, you're innocent.
Like
you're
dainty?
Sweet. No, just like oh, you're so cute. Like cute.
Oh my god, that's like I would hate that.
Oh, it's my favorite. And it's why I rarely
what do
get
you
it.
Think in your head when you
hear
it?
Cuz it means to me like someone who
do you think small you just though
cherish.
Or no?
It's someone you cherish. Oh, no, okay. Like the way you cherish like a like oh, like whenever Chris is like you're adorable. Like or it's just like, "Oh, you're just so cute the way you got excited about that." It's like it's seeing someone as like
because I get what you're saying because for someone that, you know, hangs out with you a lot, obviously, like I think most of the time you have to be tough, you know, which is yes. kind of the opposite of adorable.
Like yeah.
in your job and your work, getting shit done. So adorable.
I'm a harsh person. I always come off as like this.
But then when I see you do like you did that that thing with the guy where he breaks down Taylor Swift videos or whatever. And I saw like this like little girly, like adorable side in you
yes.
that is not often seen.
Yes. Yes.
And I think you probably want to let that out more, but then it would be seen as it's like saying, I'm sorry. Or like,
no, it just is rare that when I feel and I feel like it just is irritating to people. And so when people like acknowledge that as like, oh, we like that. It makes me feel like safe that I can be myself and like be excited about dumb stuff or just and that I'm not like I just feel like a lot of times being adorable and like being like, oh my god, I'm so like just being like it makes you look like you're trying to get people's attention or trying to look adorable. So when I get the adorable, it makes me feel so good because I'm never trying to be adorable. And then it makes me feel like, oh, maybe I'm just really lovable. Like adorable equals lovable. It means like a baby that you want to protect and like cherish. And I think that's what I like. So that was an interesting to even think about that because I was like, oh, I probably would like to be called hot. And I'm like, no, I know I am. I don't know I'm adorable though. And adorable.
So healthy.
You can go throughout your whole life being adorable. You can be an adorable grandmother. You can be yeah. like, adorable gets you protection. It means people are going to protect you because adorable means naive, innocent, weak in certain ways, kind of stupid, but like, oh, like not like in a way that you're like, puppy. Ugh, God, you would never be disgusted with something that's adorable. It's only cute and it's only something that makes you want to get closer to it.
Yeah.
And I think I want people to feel that way about me, even though I'm often
I used
like,
to be called that like by girls, like, you're so cute. You're adorable. And oh like God, as a guy, it. You'd be like, I want to be a fucking Rottweiler. Like, I remember
yeah,
saying
yeah.
that to girls. Be like, I don't want to be a puppy. I want to be a fucking Rottweiler with rabies, fucking drooling and biting your head
no,
off.
No, I
like,
love when boys are adorable. When a guy is cute, oh, that is the horniest I get when they're just like, like, it makes
sleepy.
You. Sleepy. Yeah, when they're just like little babies. Like, it makes me so happy. They're so cute. And that means they're not going to be mean. They're not going to be moody. Like, babies don't get like moody. You know, like,
yeah.
they don't have egos. It means egolessness a little bit. Okay, we got to go. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. We will be back tomorrow with a new one. You know we'll be here. Cabo Wabo, Buttweiser. Don't be cool out there. And
Jack Weiser.
No, that didn't count, but it does.
This is so cool. Don't Tell Comedy is sponsoring this podcast. Don't Tell Comedy are comedy shows that happen in these really intimate, unique spaces like art galleries and backyards and rooftops. I did one of their first shows in 2017. It was in a random clothing store in LA. Now they are in 150 cities worldwide. You gotta check them out. They are such a perfect night out. Don't Tell Comedy is the spot to go. Date night, alone night, friend night, whatever you want it to be. It's so fun. Get tickets at don'ttellcomedy.com. Use the code Nikki for 20% off your first show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.